With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. In the event of a government shutdown that has now come to fruition, the USDA says it's taken steps to be ready. Back in 2018, federal shutdown, Food Safety and Inspection Service, meat inspection and laboratory testing personnel continued to work. The USDA says it's prepared for all possible contingencies covering operations, including critical services and support programs. Two people with direct knowledge of the agency's plans said the USDA employees may face more layoffs. The department submitted its tentative shutdown contingency plan to the Office of Management and Budget, and it does include a reduction in force provision. No further details were provided on which employees could be cut, but the two people said the rest of the proposal largely mirrors the USDA's typical shutdown contingency plan, last updated during the Biden administration. Mexico's government instituted new regulations on livestock movement because of the New World screwworm infestation in that country. Restrictions were put in place as tensions with the U.S. continue to heat up. Mexico's meat chamber, AMEG, Mexican Cattle Feeders Association, said restricting the movement of livestock from the south to the northern part of the country threatens the economic viability of the sector that generated $192 billion in 2024. Reports show a document dated September 19th from Mexico's Ag Ministry said the anti-parasite drug ivermectin must be given 72 hours in advance of the movement of cattle under the supervision of staff from the International Regional Organization for Animal and Plant Health. Recent measures jeopardized the supply chain of the meat production sector, said AMEG, without specifying which measures they were referring to in that statement. AMEG also said the only proven method to eradicate the screwworm was the release of sterile flies. The USDA's grain stocks report showed corn stocks down 13% from last year, soybean stocks are 8% lower, and all wheat stocks are up 6% from 2024. Old crop corn stocks in all positions on September 1st totaled 1.53 billion bushels. That's down 13% from September of a year ago. Both on-farm and off-farm stocks were down from last year. Old crop soybeans stored in all positions on September 1st totaled 316 million bushels. That's down 8% from September of 24. Both on-farm and off-farm stocks were lower as well. All wheat stored in all positions on September 1st totaled 2.12 billion bushels. That's up 6% from a year ago. Based on the 2024 end of the marketing year analysis, corn for grain production was revised up 25 million bushels from the prior estimate. 2024 soybean production was revised up by 7.7 million bushels from the previous year. Luke Lindbergh, the USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs, arrived in Taiwan to lead an agribusiness trade mission to expand market access and boost U.S. ag exports. The delegation includes 39 agribusinesses and trade organizations and representatives from three state agriculture departments. On a per capita basis, Taiwan already punches above its weight in purchasing high-quality American agriculture, but we will showcase more of our amazing brands and food products, said Lindbergh. The trade mission comes on the heels of an announcement by Taiwan officials who intend to increase purchases of several categories of U.S. ag products by over 30% over the next 4 years. The U.S. has a $3.1 billion trade surplus with Taiwan after shipping a total of $3.8 billion in 2024. Trade opportunities include soybeans, corn, wheat, beef, and more. The USDA's next trade mission is scheduled in Mexico this November. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.